It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum. And we are going to talk about radio and dramas and storytelling only like radio can bring it to you. It's a new show called A Night Shift Christmas, an original radio show that is featuring TV and radio talent from KSL, FM 100.3, and The Arrow, and from special stars like Richard Ledbetter. I'm going to introduce him to you in just a second. Joining us right now, Candace Madsen. Candace is the producer. This is so fun. Is this the second radio show that you've produced kind of in that old-time story fashion?
Yes, it is, and it was so much fun. I kind of got the idea last year during the pandemic when we were all in lockdown, and I was feeling nostalgic. And so we did one last year, and we had so much fun, we decided to do it again this year.
Well, Richard, it's Rebecca, and I know your life is the star or the inspiration of this new radio show, Another Tale for Christmas. And since it honors a lot of the magic of your life, can you tell us how old you are? I understand you just had a birthday.
I turned 89 years young.
Definitely young. Yeah, so the story is based on Richard's story. It's an original story that was done by Peter Rosen on KSL TV. And so we kind of fictionalized a little bit, but Richard is a poet and was a security guard.
Can you tell us about that? Where were you a security guard, Richard?
Yes, I took care of Young Living, the Essential Oils warehouse, a big warehouse in Provo. And I was working three 12-hour shifts. I would go in at 6 in the evening and get off at 6 in the morning.
So is it within those 12-hour shifts that you found time to write poetry?
That's right. But I did a lot of other things that other guards didn't like to do. And so I got special recognition when I left, and they gave me 10 $50 bills and an envelope.
Well, I bet you deserved all of that. You were appreciated, weren't you?
Very much so.
In this new radio show, Night Shift Christmas, we know it's inspired by you and your poetry, but what inspired you to begin writing poetry?
I get a little emotional. I'll pull myself together. But anyway, it was David O. McKay was a prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints when I was younger. And he would always quote poetry in his talks, but nearly every time he would refer to some poet or to some really neat saying that someone said. And so that's what inspired me. One day I just started doing it.
Well, I think that is beautiful. Candace, tell us a bit. Now, Peter Rosen found Richard's story. Can you give us a background of that, Candace?
Yeah, so Richard had started writing this poetry, and his coworker, another security guard, said, "We need to get you published." And so he put Richard on YouTube, and it kind of went viral. And then thanks to the Reddit community, they got his book published on Amazon. And so Peter heard about that and did this beautiful story. And so we decided, you know, to kind of fictionalize it. And we placed it in a department store during Christmas, during the night shift. And we have the older security guard who was played by Doug Wright. And he teaches the younger security guard all about love.
Did you ever imagine, Richard, that you'd be teaching people about love?
No, not hardly. Although I think I do have a lot of that in my heart.
You definitely do, Richard.
Candace, tell us where the story begins.
So the story begins in the department store on the older security guard's first day. And you can imagine the young security guard is really surprised when he meets his coworker. And his coworker, you know, is a little bit old, 88 years old, but he's just full of energy. And so then you kind of find out this young security guard is kind of a Grinch, kind of bitter. He's had his heart broken. And so you get to have a lot of interaction between the older security guard and then all the other people that work in the department store.
Oh, I love that wisdom. Richard, did you find that, you know, over the years that those who were younger maybe didn't have the same perspective as you did after going through what you did throughout your life?
Well, I know everybody's life could be a little different, right? But yes, it's amazing. It's amazing what, you know, how everybody has their own little thing. And some of us have our gifts and we don't even recognize it. Like I never knew I could write poetry. And so one day I just started writing it. But anyway,
did you start writing poetry about your wife?
Well, that was one of them. Two Chairs. It's the story of a gentleman that lost his wife. And that was me. But anyhow, and so I wrote this poem, Two Chairs. And it talks about how the man, how he goes and he looks at the chair and he pretends that she's still there. And so for me, that was rather emotional. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, it is emotional. But poetry is about the heart and emotions. And so once you got your poetry published, I'm sure people had that opportunity to kind of see into the heart of Richard Ledbetter. So how old were you when you started writing poetry?
Probably about 12 years ago, or maybe more than that. Probably like 15, at least 15 years
ago. So you were youngin', 73, 74 years old.
Right.
Tell us about what it was like to see your poetry become published. Do you remember the moment when somebody gave you the idea?
Yes, Saxon Porter. He was the one, the young man that came to work, and he said, well, I know how to publish a book. He said, you need to get your poems published. And so he did. He got it on Amazon for me. So that's wonderful. And what I really want to do, I've got over 100 poems on the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's a book that I would love for someone to help me, because Saxon knew all of he knew the whole procedure. And I don't have the foggiest idea of where to start or where to end. So I think that was something that Heavenly Father had to do with.
Mm. Let's talk about that, Candace. So, you know, the fictionalized retelling of this story, you are dealing with an older security guard and a younger security guard. Tell me a little bit about the two different personalities that are played out in the radio show and how the publishing of the poetry plays into that.
So, you know, the older security guard, I just think, you know, experience, you just know that you can get through hard things. And he just carries that with him, that knowledge. And I think it gives you confidence when you go through hard things and heartbreak. And so he knows that your heart does heal and you're going to love again. While the younger security guard is just kind of, you know, he's had his heart broken. He's lost his faith in himself. He's just really struggling. And I think kind of, you know, over the holidays can be really hard for a lot of people that are going through grief or going through different challenges. Mm-hmm. And so I think the beauty of this play is it really kind of shows all the different kinds of love. As you meet the different characters, there's, you know, the love of family, the love of friends, the love of spouse, and then ultimately the love of yourself, the way, you know, God loves all of us.
That's really beautiful. What do you think, Richard?
I think it is. It's absolutely beautiful. Life is exciting.
Now, did you get to hear the completed radio show yet, Richard?
I did.
Tell us about it.
And I was smiling all the way through. I was thrilled to hear it, to be able to hear it.
Candace, you said that Doug Wright is playing the role of the older security guard, and you have other personalities from the other radio stations and TV involved. Who else is involved?
Right. We have Brooke from Studio 5. And we have John Smith from The Arrow, Rusty Keys from FM 100. And then we also, I mean, we just have a lot of talent in the building that maybe they're not on air. But our new HR coordinator plays the young security guard, and he happens to kind of have a music background, and he plays the saxophone. And then the head of our engineering department also has a theater background. So he, you know, got to jump in. And then Peter Rosen, you know, he's the reporter for KSL-TV. He actually composed one of the original songs. You know, so it was really fun for people to kind of use talents that they don't normally use every day at work To put this together.
Now, do you remember meeting Peter Rosen the very first time from KSL TV? He's the one that brought your story to television so people could learn about you and your poetry.
Was he the one that came to our residence and interviewed us? He asked a lot of questions, and he took pictures of my wife and I together.
Absolutely. He's the one that put that story together that was so sentimental. Uh-huh. You kind of became a little bit of a TV star, Richard. Did your neighbors and family members recognize that about you?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, I don't know if they do, but they do get excited because I like to share my poetry with everybody. And so, yeah, they like my poetry, and they're excited about everything about what's going on. You know, they're excited for me.
I love it. For those who've just joined us, you are listening to Utah Weekly Forum, and we're talking about an original radio show that features television and radio talent from The Arrow, FM 100.3, and KSL, and it's called A Night Shift Christmas. And you just heard from Richard Ledbetter, who is a security guard at the ripe young age of 89. And his story is what inspired A Night Shift Christmas. Joining us also in the studio is the radio show producer Candace Madsen with Bonneville as well. And when will this radio show be broadcast or available for people to be able to listen and hear it?
So on December 13th, you can listen as a podcast wherever you get your podcast, Amazon, Apple, Spotify.
They'll just look for A Night Shift Christmas.
Mm-hmm. A Night Shift Christmas, or actually the podcast series is called Tales of Christmas. And you can listen to last year's show and this year's show and also some programs from our other sister station, Cairo, out of Seattle. So we've got a bunch of Christmas shows on that channel. And then you can also listen to it on the radio. FM 100 is going to play it on December 19th in the evening at 11 o'clock. And then you can listen on KSL News Radio on December 24th, Christmas Eve at noon. And then you can listen on Christmas Day at 9 a.m.
Wow. So, yeah, that your story, Richard, is going to be reaching even more people. How beautiful is that?
My goodness. Wow. I get emotional just to think about it.
Oh, you know,
it's amazing.
You know, you were really kind of agreeing when Candace was talking about how Christmas and this story is about not just love of a husband or wife who's gone on, but love for our friends, love for our family, love for ourselves. What are some of the things you've written about in poetry? You mentioned your beautiful poem, Two Chairs, but have you also written about love for life itself or love for friends and family?
Oh, yes, I have. And I have one of my wife's favorite poems is Life is No Rehearsal. So I've written a lot of things about life. A lot of gospel. I have over 100 poems on the gospel. But life is no rehearsal. That's just telling us, you know, that just do it. That's another poem that I wrote. It's a really, really cute one. I could read two little verses if you don't mind. I mean, if it's appropriate.
Oh, yes. I'd love to hear some of those verses.
Okay. Just do it. There's more to life than just the strife. Come live along with me. There's joy and fun for everyone. The best is yet to be. If life's a bowl of cherries, and I believe it's true, what are you doing in the pits? The pits are not for you. Gird up your loins, fresh courage take. There's things to do today. Be up and doing, always pursuing. Good things will come your way. Don't sit around because you're down. Your duties never shirk. You'll see, my friend, you're bound to win. Get up and go to work. When people say it can't be done, don't sit around and cry. You be the one to show the world they can do it if they try.
Richard, you've actually brought a few tears to my eyes. I know it's a fun poem, and it's about, you know, kind of just leaning in and living life and doing what you can right now. But you add such beautiful perspective. Where are we going to find that book? And what is your book called, The Book with Poetry?
The Love Poetry?
Yes.
Portraits of Love. It can be found on Amazon.
By Richard Ledbetter.
Richard Ledbetter.
Portraits of Love on Amazon.
Portraits of Love, yeah.
And now we'll all know that it was written by Richard Ledbetter, who just turned 89 years old and who was the famous security guard in Provo that inspired so many. The very first time you watched this story, Candace, what struck you about Peter Rosen's story about Richard Ledbetter?
Richard's energy and resilience is just infectious. I want to be like Richard. To keep going, he didn't necessarily want to be working at 88 years old, but he has such a great attitude about it. And I just think if Richard can do it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm.
Well, I tell you, you folks have just made me feel like $1 million.
You know what? We're all excited to kind of see that story play out. It'll be a different version, right? A night shift Christmas, a different version than the story that was watched on KSL 5 TV, because it's been moved from a security guard outside of a health, company into a shopping.
A department store.
But, I'm wondering, with your perspective, Richard, what do you think is the most important thing for us to remember about Christmas?
Well, I think the thing that we should remember more about Christmas is our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, because He loves us. He loves us. He gave His life for us. And if it weren't for Him, we would have nothing to look forward to, So He filled us with hope, with strength and energy, and so without the Savior, Christmas would be nothing. wouldn't have very much meaning.
It really is a time of hope. You mentioned that, of hope and and love and peace, and I think that's why so many people look forward to the Christmas season. It does remember of memories from times past, but also the focus on loving one another. That kind of cloud is such a beautiful cloud to live by. Richard, we're really excited to see this radio show. The very first debut of the podcast will be when again?
December 13th.
All right. That's just days away. And it's called A Night Shift Christmas. And you mentioned,
wow.
And what is the name of the security guard in A Night Shift Christmas that represents Richard Ledbetter?
Frank.
Frank. Okay. And then the younger one's name is
Carter.
Carter. Okay. So we'll have an older and a younger, a wiser and less experienced man. And as they approach Christmas, and as you infuse the idea of Christmas and the holidays, Candace, what were some of those other things you were trying to bring in to the radio show, other thoughts and ideas and meanings of the holiday?
Well, first of all, we wanted to bring music. I think there is a reason, right, that everyone loves Christmas music, especially on FM 100, because music is so healing and uplifting. And so it just so happens that Carter, the young security guard, he hates Christmas music, but, by the end, of course, he has a change of heart. So there's a lot of music throughout the play that is really fun. And then I just think, just like Richard said, just having that positive attitude and being hopeful, you kind of learn about these other characters and some of the things they're going through. And so hopefully when people listen to it, it's fun, it's uplifting, and it'll kind of take you back to those, those simpler times when people used to gather around with their families and listen on the radio. Get your blankets, curl up with hot chocolate, and listen to the show.
Well, and I love that it was the pandemic that inspired you to produce the very first radio show here at Bonneville. What was that called?
That was called A City Sidewalk Christmas, and it was about a man who found his best friend living on the streets in the middle of downtown.
A true story.
A true story. And Rebecca actually, was one of the main, you were the star last year. But it was a beautiful story, so you can listen to that one as well.
Okay. A City
Sidewalk Christmas.
I almost want to sing the song, City Sidewalks, A City Sidewalk Christmas. You know that song too, right, Richard? And this year's radio show is A Night Shift Christmas. Before I let you go, Richard, do you sing? Are you musical?
I love music. I love music. Yes, I do.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
all of them are so beautiful, especially like Joy to the World. And I mean, I just love all of them, not just the religious ones, but I love all the other ones also.
I'm not surprised at all that the first song that comes to your mind is Joy to the World, because that seems to be kind of a motto for you, Richard, is no matter the circumstance, you can always find joy in this world.
I just wrote a poem on Christmas. I just got through writing it. And
do you mind sharing that with us?
I don't. Okay, Christmas Day. But Christmas night, the stars shone bright when Jesus came to earth. This baby boy would bring great joy. The world would feel its worth. The scriptures say he grew each day in wisdom, strength, and might. God sent him here to persevere, to lead us in the fight. Christ was a God before his birth. He left his home on high. In that august council up above, Christ did elect to die. This world he'd made for us to live, he planned to help us win. We'd go through our probation here. He prayed we'd never sin. He is a savior of the world and shed his blood for all, that we might have free agency, disproven by the fall. His gift to us was marvelous. There's nothing to compare. He broke the bands of death for us. There is no gift so fair. So don't forget this Christmas Day to look to God above. For the gifts we give this Christmas Day should represent Christ's love.
It's beautiful. You are so talented at the age of 89. Writes another poem. And thank you so much, Richard, for joining us today. And we're excited to see a chapter of your beautiful life brought back to the magic of radio storytelling, called A Night Shift Christmas, based and inspired by Richard Ledbetter, now a retired security guard, right? Retired?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Candace, again, thank you for joining us. And you mentioned not only can we listen to A Night Shift Christmas, but City Sidewalks Christmas and other radio dramas. And where is that found?
Tales of Christmas is the name of the podcast series.
All right. Look for that wherever you find podcasts. And thank you for joining us, both Richard and Candace, on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.